got to stay out of your son's relationships. You got to. In Buzz Baby University.
No, no. Dad, who taught you how to be a parent?
Specifically, I'm saying 98.9 to Buzz.
Nobody right now. I know all of you guys are so super busy right now because this is the chaos part of your morning. But please, if you have a second, just tell Scotty. He's totally off the mark.
You are a meddling yenta.
I may sometimes take it to the extreme. I will admit.
Okay,
but
then.
You have to have some kind of knowledge of what's going on in your kid's life. You got to know if there's a girl in his life or not.
Right. But besides that.
How do you not know?
I don't. It's none of my business.
Oh, my God. Everything. When you are a parent.
No.
Everything is your business.
Because you have girls. You don't know the whole boys thing. Would somebody call, please, and tell Sandy. 222-BUZZ. It's 222-2899.
Maybe it's a, is it a dad? No, it's not a dad thing. Because I think it's just a you thing.
When you have the son, you can fight and vote.
Okay.
You know? After that, it's just like, you don't bring it up unless they bring it up.
So there was an age cutoff? I don't know if you've ever really, because you've always said that. It's none of my business. None of my business.
No, I wish him well. I hope he falls in love. And I hope he gets married and has babies.
Even when he was 16, you would tell me that. Even when he was 12, you would tell me that.
He got his heart broken at 16, and then he took a pass for a while. Went to college, did his thing. Now he's in a business where it's kind of hard to find someone.
You have no idea. You're just making that up.
Hi, The Buzz.
Good morning.
Hey, man.
I just want to chime in. You have every right not to know what's going on in your son's business because it's his business.
Right.
If he wants to tell you he's going out with a girl, he will tell you.
Oh my God. Maybe this is a dad thing. This
it
has got to be a dad thing.
It's a dad son thing.
I am a dad. I'm a father of three girls.
Uh-huh.
And I do not meddle in their business at all.
Oh,
see,
okay.
Here's the thing. You guys keep referring to it as meddling. It's not meddling. It's taking an interest in your child's life. You are the bouncer to who enters their world.
No,
because
you're not.
Because you're their parent.
No, it is meddling.
It's meddling.
I'm married to an Italian woman just like you, Sandy, and you are meddling in your kid's business, and she learned that from her mother. She's a meddling in her kid's business.
Listen, in the Italian dictionary, the word meddling, right next to it, says love.
God.
No, it doesn't. It says nagging.
Nagging, that's right.
Okay, nagging also equals love.
Two G's.
It's like...
Two D's in meddling, two G's in nagging. Anyway.
You people are crazy. I need a mom to call
Thank
up.
You. Buzz Baby University, what's your story?
Yes, my baby's grown up and married now, but I never asked like you. I let him do what he's got to do, and he wants to talk about it, he'll talk about it.
Well, my mom was the same way, and Sandy, like, and I was raised by a mom. My dad wasn't around, but she would always be like, I'd always, because she wasn't nagging me or meddling in my thing, I would always call her and be like, hey, I met this girl. She's really cool. We got the same interests. Da, da, da. We'll bring her down. We'll go swimming.
Yes, I'm not.
And I did the same thing with my daughters, too. The least you say, the better they are, the more they'll tell you.
Yeah.
You're missing out on this fantastic bonding opportunity because my daughters and I have this open conversation where who do you think is cute? Who do you want to date? Who's interested in you? It's almost a bonding thing, but it also lets me into her world and make sure that she's making the right decisions because I got to guide her and advise her. They're young. They need us.
They do, but my kids are my best friends, and I think it is because I wasn't nagging. I would do the same thing. Oh, who's cute? Oh, that person's cute. That person's cute. You want to date them. Mm-hmm. But the least you say to them, you can be totally involved in their life, but there's certain parts of their lives you can't nag.
My point of view is that it shows them that we have confidence in that they can make a decision that's good to them and not my decision.
Okay.
It's not my decision.
Our children don't make the best decisions all the time.
God.
That's
but
why they're children.
But they have to fall sometimes so that they know the best decision was.
Oh, how many times my mom told me, you know, I really didn't like her that much.
Oh,
then I'd be like, why didn't you tell me?
See?
Like, because, she said, because you got to learn for yourself.
Yep.
Okay, but you can't stay in the dark. It is your business.
You
it bugs me when you
the
say
bouncer.
It's not.
No, you're not.
It bugs me when you say it's not your business.
I love you, Sandy, but I can't agree with you.
Well, somebody will. I'm determined somebody will agree with me.
We'll just keep taking calls.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, too. Good weekend. Thanks for calling the Buzz. Okay, hey, Buzz Baby University. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead. What's your take on this?
My take on this, Scott, you seriously get off your butt and do something.
Like what? Metal?
Like, no, not metal. Make time. You have. You say you have all this time, extra time. Mm-hmm. Make time for your kids, man.
There okay. you go. Somebody
because
agrees
you,
with me.
You wonder why our society is all messed up because you're not meddling. You make time.
I don't
want to
get into his
man.
Relationship business. That's all.
Who said you have to get into his relationship? It could be anything.
Sandy did. Thank you.